Officials in Florida are questioning the ex-boyfriend of Sarah Lundy's mother. The 13-year-old disappeared from her Florida home over the weekend. The ex-boyfriend is a convicted sex offender. More than 10,000 criminals are off the street thanks to the latest federal roundup. CNN Radio's John Bisney reports.
Some had no clue authorities were closing in on them. Others were found with fortified hideouts. Either way, the effort dubbed Operation Falcon rounded up thousands of fugitives wanted on charges ranging from murder to rape to armed robbery. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says they're often the most dangerous.
We found that most of these fugitives were not first-time offenders. More than 70% had prior arrest records for crimes of violence. These defendants had long rap sheets, and they have been free to roam the streets for far too long.
Roughly 10,000 fugitives snared in 1 week is the equivalent of a third of those picked up by the marshals in all of last year. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Washington.
Abortion clinics around the country are bracing for violence after several serial bomber Eric Rudolph's manifesto was released. The 11-page statement handed out by Rudolph's attorneys yesterday justified his bombings. The fuel tank on the shuttle Discovery has passed a routine test today with flying colors. Officials are gearing up for a May launch. This is CNN Radio News.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know, preposterous!
What better way to celebrate your tax return than with a Friday night on the town? Or better yet, a Friday night at CompUSA's Tax Day Midnight Madness. Come in from 6 p.m. to midnight and find deals worth celebrating, like a 15-inch LCD monitor for under $160 and Pentium 4 desktops for under $500. This Friday at CompUSA. Go to CompUSA.com/Midnight Madness or see store for details. All offers after mail-in rebate. Offers not available in Connecticut.
Stocks sank to their lowest levels in 5.5 months on fears of a sluggish economy. IBM also reported earnings that fell far short of Wall Street expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 125 points. Oppenheimer & Company Chief Investment Strategist Michael Metz expects stocks to head lower.
It looks like traders are going to exit the market, and a lot of short-term momentum players are nervous. So I think it trades a bit lower over the next few days, and frankly, I think that's a buying opportunity.
The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 28 points, its lowest close since October 27th. The House approved a bankruptcy reform bill that has already passed the Senate. The House voted virtually guarantees the bill will become law since the president has indicated he'll sign it. The legislation will make it harder to wipe away debt. And the Senate Intelligence Committee approved the nomination of John Negroponte as the nation's first ever Director of National Intelligence, paving the way for debate and a vote before the full Senate. This is news from CNN Radio. A new CD hits the market for your pooch. CNN Radio's Jeannie Moose reports.
We took the CD, Songs to Make Dogs Happy, to a New York doggy daycare center where our sample subjects were separated into big dogs and little dogs. The little dogs were too overexcited to pay much attention, but the big dogs did seem to like numbers like You're a Good Dog and Squeaky Deaky with its dog toy squeaking sounds. Sam the Beagle sent mixed signals, wagging his tail, but later managing to shut off the boombox by pawing the stop button. Jeannie Moe, CNN Radio, New York.
At their home opener today, the Washington Nationals had a very special guest.
To mark a new era of Washington baseball, the President of the United States.
The President welcomed back baseball to the nation's capital after a 34-year absence. And Congress has put the kibosh on fake news. Senators unanimously passed a measure stopping government agencies from issuing video press releases as real news. I'm Michelle Wright. This is CNN Radio.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Hi, I'm Cela Ward. Any working parent knows how hard it is to find good child care.
29 million boys and girls in this country are in serious need of a safe and affordable place to go while their parents work. You can help. Support the efforts of Colonel's Kids and your local YMCA child care. Call 888-333-YMCA. 888-333-YMCA.
It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We will be covering, to a certain extent, the hearings today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Karl Rove's latest nominee of a man to take a position in an organization that, well, in this case, he says doesn't exist. John Bolton is the worst of the worst. This is the worst one. Okay. Second worst, that Rove has puked up on the stage for the Senate to tussle around with. Incredible stuff. So we'll have some sound on that for you this first hour. A couple of other items to kind of work into it after. Did you have a good weekend? Huh? Did you? All right. From Daily Kos, whoever wrote this, yeah. The writer says, perhaps this will bring a tear to your eye. Okay, well, not quite, but anyway. In contrast to the waves of booing that hit Bush at the Pope's funeral, Clinton was mobbed and greeted with adoring chants of USA, USA, USA. As Clinton went for a walk, shoppers, tourists having lunch at outdoor cafes, Italian business people going to meetings all stopped to greet him. Along the streets, people started yelling, Bill, 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 and a few shouted, USA! One shopkeeper raced out with a photograph of Mr. Clinton from a past visit, yada yada, asking for an autograph. By the time Clinton made it out of the back streets and into the open square, a mob of hundreds developed. Mr. Clinton's nervous Italian bodyguards put him in a car and sped him away. Now, that's old news. That was from the Pope's funeral last week. But isn't that the truth, huh? I've said it a million times. I'm not going to belabor the point. Bill Clinton was the best Republican president this country has ever had. He did some good things. He did some stupid things. Yada, yada. I don't want to get into it. But the contrast between Clinton and Bush, that's the thing. Even though Clinton was responsible from our side of the war in Yugoslavia. Now, we can sit here and talk all night, which we're not going to, about the Serbs and the Albanians. And how, finally, Clinton whipped the NATO forces into that war and depleted uranium and the whole thing. And again, I just don't want to get into it. What I'm talking about is the cult of death that surrounds Bush. And even though Clinton got us involved in a shooting war in Middle Europe for the first time since World War II, that stench, that stink, that putrid smell of death and negativity and destruction that hangs around George W. Bush no matter how much jogging he does not hang around Clinton. Interesting, isn't it? Speaking of a stench, Bernard Cardinal Law, who shuffled priests around, priests who raped and molested and destroyed the innocence of children so they could rape again and again and again. That Cardinal Law led a mass for thousands at St. Peter's Basilica, mourning the death of John Paul II. Now, what does that say to you about the Catholic Church in particular? And if you're a Catholic, I don't know how you handle this. I really don't. I swear to God, I don't know how Catholics are able to process this. Hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent children raped. Raped! By these sodomite priests. Sodomite priests. It's disgusting. I'm not laughing. It just, you know, but Catholicism specifically and religion in general, you know, and a lot of people say, well, you know, Malloy, are you comfortable in your atheism? You want the quick answer? Oh, my God, yes. But how does this group of cardinals or somebody, was this in the Pope's will? I don't know. Who designates, who gives masses for a dead Pope? I have no idea. Maybe there's another thing that the cardinals sit around and decide. I don't know. But to put this horrible, filthy piece of a wreckage out there to talk about Pope John Paul II and just jam in the faces of Americans, certainly, this pedophilic assault against the very people that Jesus said constituted the kingdom of heaven. How do they do that? If you're Catholic, will you send me an email? How does your corrupt church do that? And if your church is not corrupt, then what is this with Bernard Cardinal Law? What is that? What do you call that? This filthy, filthy man. A co-conspirator in child rape. Multiple instances. And he's afforded one of the highest honors in the Catholic Church. I don't know. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And I swear, were I a Catholic, this is just me, just me, just me. If I were a Catholic, when this scandal broke, I would have gotten out of this cult, this Catholic, Catholicism, whatever the hell, I would have gotten out of it. Totally and completely. But I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a believer in this nonsense. None of it. None of it. Now, I'm not going to go off on one of those endless rants about, you know, cardinal law, but you know, when I saw that, I think I mentioned it last week, it's stunning. It's stunning to me. This man should have been defrocked, if not jailed. You know, all the money, looks like I am going off on a rant. Think of all the money that the church, the Catholic Church, has had to pay out to settle these lawsuits. Millions upon tens of millions of dollars. Where did that money come from, huh? Let's assume that a lot of it comes from the corrupt dealings that the Catholic Church gets involved in all sorts of different markets. The Catholic Church, you know, John Bolton talks about the corruption in the United Nations. If Bolton or any of these people, if Robert Novak, if Mel Gibson, if any of these people want to really attack a corruption, they would go to the Catholic Church. It is a vile institution. Now, I'm not saying you, if you're a Catholic, you're struggling, you know your church is corrupt. The pedophile thing, millions, tens of millions of dollars that people contributed to the church to do the work that's laid out, I assume, in the few simple sermons that Jesus gave. How many did he give? Four? And here is this monolithic, bastardized, corrupt institution, the Catholic Church, that honors a child rapist. Okay, that's enough. I was watching some TV today, and saw, I thought it was a joke first. Some guy on Capitol Hill. Where was he, Kathy? In front of the house, the rotunda. Okay, right there. He's there. He's sitting there with a couple of suitcases. Dumb bastard. Dumb bastard. This is America. You don't sit there with a couple of suitcases. Talk about mass hysteria. My senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota, sent me this. I watched this thing played out on the alphabet soup, and it was mass hysteria. At one point, a jackass on MSNB said, and I quote, "An earlier report said that this man spoke to Capitol Police in a foreign language. They thought maybe Chinese." End quote. So now it's against the law for a guy that speaks Chinese, and that doesn't necessarily mean he's from China, to come anywhere near Capitol Hill with a couple of suitcases? Oh, by the way, the suitcases, no explosives, no weapons of minor destruction. Now, what was it, his underwear, jock strap? They blew him up anyway. What, do you have some porn tapes? He was going in to see DeLay. Maybe it's full of money to give Tom DeLay. The man, so I'm watching, the guy is dragging away. These black-clad ninjas come up behind him and just leap on him. Drag him away, drag him! And they want to charge him with disorderly conduct. Lesson, hey, world, if you're listening to this program right now on the internet, don't come near our Capitol Rotunda with suitcases. We will beat your ass bloody. Do you understand?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Freedom isn't free
tonight. How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering expose of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
You go out of your way to draw attention to yourself, say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah, flashing your thong, and you shouldn't complain about the attention.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. In sales, time is money. We respect that. That is why this radio station is holding instant interviews this Friday between noon and 2 p.m. Stop in with your resume, and you're guaranteed an interview. It's your chance to find out more about a career in advertising sales and determine if it's something you'd like to pursue. We're looking for account executives to design marketing campaigns for area businesses and agencies. Bring your resume and stop in this Friday from noon to 2 p.m. for an instant interview. 2651 South Fish Hatchery Road, an equal opportunity employer.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I like the Randy Rhoads Show because she tells it how it is.
The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey-free zone.
Twenty-one past the hour. So CBS News now online is reporting about this guy. He had two rolling suitcases. He was injured by these ninja freak bastards. He was forcibly knocked forward. I saw that on television. His face pushed into the cement. His luggage was X-rayed and then opened with an explosive device. What was found? Dirty socks, clothing, a CD player, a watch, other personal belongings. Officials refused to identify the man involved other than say he was 33 years old from China and carrying no identification. Oh, Jesus! Send him to Guantanamo, then! The Senate side of the building was evacuated? The West Lawn was evacuated? You know, it's cherry blossom time in Washington. This poor bastard was probably up there watching cherries grow. He's probably not from China at all. He's probably from Japan. Remember, they gave us the cherry trees. Imagine if some Jap showed up. Wanted to look at his cherry trees. Get that son of a bitch! He's going to blow up America! Get him! And they charge this guy with disorderly conduct. He shows up in D.C. He thinks he's free to do whatever he wants. He's heard the rumors. Land of the free, home of the brave. Oh, please. He goes to Capitol Hill. He sits down. Occasionally, look up the building. He says nothing. He gets his face smashed in and his arms pulled out of their sockets. And here's the part that makes me just sick sometimes to be an American. Spectators applauded as police dragged the man away. Applauded. People from where? Where? Georgia? Michigan? Ohio? People there? Hey, Maude, look at the cherry trees. Yeah, it's really cool. Hey, Maude, look at him beat the hell out of that chink. Hey, kill that son of a bitch. Go ahead, beat him. Yeah, go, police. Go, police. Get him. Applauding police brutality. Applauding the death knell of democracy in this country, freedom in this country. You know it's coming. You know, I float back and forth. Some nights I think, no, it's going to be turned around. It's going to be. And then other nights, like tonight, I think, Jesus, God, a guy standing there, sitting there with a suitcase. With his dirty, stinking underwear in it. God. And then these pig Nazis, these black clad psychos that jump him and rip him and push his face and pull his arms, you know, they get applauded. What country do I live in, huh? What country do you live in? That's what's going on in this country. Somebody, can you imagine this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40? Hey, how about you folks over the age of 60? Huh? Do you ever think you'd see this in the United States of America? How about you people over 50? How about you, huh? Over 40? So the tourists who applauded, do you think they're going to be applauding when it comes their time to have their faces smashed into the concrete? Or worse, huh? I don't know. Am I angry? Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm very angry. This goes on. What used to be my country, it's not my country anymore. And I'll tell you something, truth seeker, it's not yours. Okay? This country is now a wholly owned subsidiary of whatever corporate interests have decided this is how the game's going to be played. You understand that? From the wacky world of religion, the Jews and the Mormons. Did you see this? You know, the arrogance of just about every religion is enough to make me gag. But the Mormons are particularly gagging. You know what they do? They call through death notices and county courthouse records, and they get the names of people who have died. And if they're not Mormons, the Mormons take their names and they baptize them. They have other Mormons stand in for them. Like if I die, I've never been baptized. Oh, thank God, so to speak. All right, when I die, some Mormon is going to find my name in a death notice somewhere, and they're going to bring it up in the Mormon tabernacle. I have no idea, but they're going to bring my name up and they're going to baptize me into the Mormon faith. And my ass is dead! And there's nothing I can do! The Jews are pissed off! Jewish leaders claim that Mormons continue to posthumously baptize Jews and Holocaust victims, and they're angry. So they got a meeting. When are they meeting? They're meeting soon. Ernest Michael, chairman of the New York-based World Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors, says, "We have proof, and we're bringing the proof, and we're going to Salt Lake City." Church members in the Mormon faith stand in for the deceased non-Mormons. He says here, a ritual the church says is required for the dead to reach heaven. Well, who died and made them God? What, the Mormons are going to send everybody? All right, everybody, line up. Heaven, let's go. The Mormons believe that individuals can choose a religion after they're dead. So, what, have they got a pipeline coming from Deadville? Hi, we're dead now and we want to be Mormons. Please, what the hell is going on?
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen can match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Spring is in the air, and something else is too. Pollen. That stuff that drives your allergies crazy. Before you run to the drugstore and start popping pills, try my high-filtration Orrick Professional Air Purifier risk-free for 90 days. It captures particles 100 times smaller than pollen. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you don't breathe easier, just send it back. There's no obligation.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's go to Washington Senator Pat Leahy from Vermont. Senator, good to have you with us.
Ed, good to be with you again.
Thank you, sir. You're the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. How close are we, do you think, to the nuclear option that is being waved out there a lot by the righties?
Well, I suspect it's fairly close. I mean, they seem to want to do away with checks and balances entirely. You know, over in the House, when the majority leader, Tom DeLay, started getting hit with various ethical problems, his answer to that was not to clean up his act, but simply to change the ethics committee, kick off the people who showed independence, change the rules. And they really don't like to have checks and balances. The hypocrisy is kind of knee-deep. When Bill Clinton was in office, they did a pocket filibuster of something like 60 of his judges, another 200 of his various nominees. They just refused to let them come to a vote at all.
Well, let me ask you this, Senator. Were the 55 that were rejected in the last term of President Clinton, were they deemed by the conservatives as out of the mainstream and radically left?
No, they just didn't want them to have them. They just wanted to make sure in case they got a Republican president, they wanted to fill those seats. In fact, I'll tell you, one of the people they blocked went on to become dean of the Harvard Law School, the most prestigious legal position in the country. So she was certainly extraordinarily well qualified. The kind of people they pull up, they brought up one person who says he sees the law of women have to be subservient to their husband and all things. I didn't want to explain that. I certainly wasn't going to vote for him. I didn't want to go home and explain that to my wife. They're really true conservatives. They've been saying to the press or writing articles saying, go slowly, because what goes around comes around.
Think fast.
Now breathe.
Think slow.
And stretch.
Think round. Think square. There's plenty to think about in the newest research now coming out. It shows that regular exercise and a diet low in saturated fats and rich in antioxidants are not only good for your heart, they might even help to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So the Alzheimer's Association encourages you to think small, as in blueberries and other dark-skinned fruits. Think big, as in a long, brisk walk and a big bowl of dark green leafy veggies. And think about your future by visiting the Alzheimer's Association today at ALZ.org for more ways to maintain your brain. ALZ.org. Thinking ahead today might make all the difference tomorrow.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Nine states sue the Environmental Protection Agency.
We're applauding nine state attorneys general that filed lawsuits recently.
That's Nat Munn from the Sierra Club.
The attorneys general are exactly right in challenging a rule that's going to allow three times more mercury than if we strongly enforce the Clean Air Act and delays cleanup of power plants for more than a decade.
Attorney generals from across the country, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, California, New Mexico, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York filed suit against the EPA.
These cleanups are necessary to protect public health.
Coal-fired power plants are enemy number one. They generate 48 tons of mercury emissions per year nationwide. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
Sign up for progressive alerts. Join the open mic at themic921.com. Now, more progressive talk on the mic.
Your host for a Pence-Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. So just a little more on this Mormon Jewish thing. The arrogance. How long has it been since you were someplace out in public and somebody came up to you and wanted to know if you were saved? Huh? I love that line. Are you saved? I usually just go berserk, as you can well imagine. If I get some dewy-eyed young Christian fundamentalist who comes up to me and wants to know if I'm saved, I just, oh my goodness, it's I should be charged with verbal assault, I guess. But the arrogance of some of these people is just astonishing. It's inquisitional in its fervor and force. Mormons culling through lists of dead people, taking their name. Now, in the first place, it doesn't matter. I don't know what the hell these Mormons think they're doing. You know, they have they're registering everybody in heaven. Hello, morons! You're registering people where nothing exists. Oh well, never mind. You know what? You're really gonna convince a lot of people of that, Malloy. Yeah. Anyway. Some people from the World Gathering of Jewish Holocaust Survivors are on their way, or they're already in Salt Lake City. They're going to meet there, or they're meeting there. Because they're pissed off. You know, stop coming into our Jew thing and taking us and baptizing. We don't believe in baptism, you morons, and we don't want to be Mormons, all right? We're Jews. The guy who's leading this, Ernest Michael, I guess that's how you pronounce it, he plans to show records. Somebody got his hands on posthumous baptism records that then are sent to the families. That tens of thousands of Jews, including some who died in Nazi concentration camps, murdered by Christians, were posthumously baptized over the past 10 years, and as recently as last month. They had a deal. The Mormons and the Jews had a deal. The Jews said, oh, come on, stop, all right? And the Mormons said, oh, okay, sure. And then broke the agreement. Fool me once, right? A 1995 agreement signed by Jewish leaders and the Mormons called for an immediate halt to this nonsense. They baptized Anne Frank? Jewish leaders in New York have bitterly complained baptisms never stopped, and last year they asked Hillary Clinton to intervene. So she met with the Mormon boy, Orrin Hatch. Can you imagine what that conversation was like, huh? Right? Hillary Clinton, who, if you believe Bill, is a born-again Christian herself, meeting with a Mormon to discuss Jews and not baptized. This is insane. Can you imagine the outrage amongst Mormons if the Jews suddenly decided to get all the names of dead Mormons and convert them to Judaism? Oh, my God! And gave them imaginary ritual circumcisions? Well, Mormon boy, we don't see in your death record here where you had your weenie whacked, so we'll do it for you. Now you're a Jew! Wouldn't the Mormon... Can you imagine Orrin Hatch? Orrin Hatch would climb out of his skin. All of his skin. So Hillary Clinton and Orrin Hatch got together, right? And neither side would discuss what was said. And the Mormon Church declined comment last week. A spokeswoman for the Mormon Church, Kim Farah. Kim said, well, you know, the church won't be commenting at all on this issue for the moment. We are looking forward to discussions with our Jewish guests. The arrogance of that! You know, the Jews are going out there going, Jesus, if we just had some Palestinians here, you know, and we could just bring hell down on these people. You know, we could work with the Palestinians. The Jews and the Palestinians could just jump all nasty on these Mormons. Because you know they're doing Palestine, they're doing Arabs too. Now, you know who else they've done? Under the Mormon practice, most Catholic popes have been baptized Mormon. So has Genghis Khan, Joan of Arc, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Buddha. Oh my God! That's according to Helen Radke, an independent genealogical researcher in Salt Lake City. Hitler? Buddha? Stalin? And Jewish Holocaust victims, right? I can't stand it. I just literally can't stand it. Okay? Well, now we're waiting for our Jewish visitors. we'll just lie again. We'll just lie again and again and again. After all, we're Christians. Well, I don't know. You know, maybe we're Christians, maybe we're not. You know, Joseph Smith found a whole bunch of tablets out in the woods in Pennsylvania, and the angel Moroni appeared and said, hi, Joe. And he said, hi, angel. Oh, my God. Here's another one with a dead animal in his head, right? This is insane. This is insane. So, I want to follow up to this story. I want to know how the Jews and the Mormons work it all out, huh? The Mormons are hell-bent to do this imaginary thing that they do. We're going to baptize all the dead Jews, and Genghis Khan too. And the Jews are like, leave us alone! Leave us alone! Just leave us alone! No, no, we're going to baptize you. We're going to baptize you as soon as we find out who's dead. We're going to baptize you. We're going to baptize you. We're going to baptize you. All right, for the record, you Mormons come after me after I'm dead, I'm going to leave instructions for my wife to use one of those 50 caliber sniper rifles, okay? The kind that are normally reserved for Chinese tourists who are sitting in the, outside the Capitol Rotunda. Oh, look here. Oh, very interesting. Bang! Smash! Ah! I'm just saying here. Boom! My luggage exploded! My underwear! Bang! Oh, now my head exploded! I can't stand this. Can we go home tonight? Can I just leave? I can't take any more of this. The Bolton nomination. What we have here, we don't have any testimony from the pig. Have you seen him? Have you seen him on television? I swear to God, this guy looks like he runs, no offense here to anybody, but it looks like he runs a hardware store on Madison and 29th in 27th in New York City. Doesn't he look like that guy that ran the hardware store when we bought the thing, right? Huh? When we were up there last week? I swear to God. And this guy, I want to know what's behind that little Hitler mustache of his, right? It's all white now. As soon as he gets confirmed, he's going to dye it black. He's got that whole Hitler thing look. He looked a little bit to me like Deputy Dog when he first came out for the hearings. I turned on C-SPAN this morning to watch this. So we don't have any sound of this freak talking himself. We have Joe Biden. We have Chris Dodd. We have we have a little back and forth with Kerry and Bolton. And then we have Barbara Boxer. And that's it. But I want you to hear what these Democrats have to say about this man. This is a guy who says, you know, the UN didn't exist and it's okay to blow off the top 12 floors or get rid of the top 12 floors. Now, I realize he said that back in the day before, you know, we had the top all the floors blown off the trade towers. I guess it was cool back then. John Bolton. He's a member of the Federalist Society, which means destroy everything. He's part of this new right, the neo-Nazis. He was in the Reagan administration. You know who supported him? Jesse Helms and Richard Viguerie. Jesse Helms, the Gaddafi of lung cancer. Jesse Helms. He worked with Ed Meese, this scummy expert. Did you see him on the Ali show? Ed Meese sitting there. Oh, my God. I mean, Ali G show, and Ali G is just making him look like a fool. It was just so funny. So there he was. Today was his day. The UN has the potential of being an instrument of global security, right? Doesn't it? Today's editorial in New York Times, Washington Post, they spend one, two, three, four, five, six, five paragraphs, six paragraphs, ripping Bolton a new body orifice, and then they say, the last line, so far there's no compelling reason for denying Mr. Bush his choice. In other words, the Washington Post, after ripping this guy, For six, seven, eight, nine paragraphs, then they say, well, okay, it's okay with us. You know, we're the Washington Post. He, for the past 4 years, he's been Undersecretary of State. He's done everything he could to destroy America's reputation all over the planet. Oh, is that... Chumbawamba again? Okay. All right. Well, when they sing, I have to shut up. This is Air America.
The nuggets are getting hot. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tear out the burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Stu Levitan here. Hello to All That, a memoir of war, Zoloft, and peace, is John Falk's heartbreaking and hilarious memoir of, well, war, peace, and Zoloft. Join us for a conversation of life from Garden City, Long Island, to sniper-infested Sarajevo during the Bosnian bloodbath. That's Sunday morning, Stu Levitan, 9 to noon, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, April 16th for the Badger Kids Fair, sponsored by Physicians Plus Insurance Corporation. The fun begins at 11 a.m. at the Bill Bartlett Fieldhouse, located at La Follette High School. Kids of all ages will enjoy a variety of interactive sporting events and displays, as well as a chance to meet and greet student-athletes and coaches. Stick around after the Kids Fair and catch the Wisconsin football spring game at Luzier Stadium. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Admission to both events is free, so head out to La Follette High School for the Badger Kids Fair at 11 a.m., followed by the Wisconsin football spring game at 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 16th. See you there.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from The Mic, 92.1.
True truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's come through a hole in the air from those nags in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Yeah, well, it may be coming to the USA, but if, you know, if you're foreign-looking and possibly speak Chinese, you know, the guy's probably speaking Italian or something, and some freak, hey, man, that sounds like Chinese. You know, just don't go with your suitcase and sit and stare at this, one of the many edifices of democracy and freedom in Washington, D.C., our Capitol building. Because I tell you what, sucker, we will beat you to death. We will just beat you to death. And to add insult to injury, we will nominate somebody like John Bolton to make sure that the rest of the world is beat to death. What the hell has happened to our country? I'll tell you what, we'll do the Bolton sound when we come back. Kimberly is calling from California. Kimberly, welcome to the program. It says here you're an ex-Mormon?
Yes, I am.
How do you do that? That's like being an ex... I don't know. How do you get out of a religion? You just declare yourself out?
I had my name removed from the church.
Oh, from the genealogical thing?
No, as a member.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, do you think they respected it, or have you been baptized again and again and again?
You have to be dead to be baptized.
Oh, you have to be dead to be baptized?
But the work that they do in the temple.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, trying to single out Mormonism and mock it, because I mock all religions given half a chance. Would you feel like your immortal soul is in danger now that you're no longer a Mormon, or what?
No, I think I'm in a better space. The one thing I wanted to tell you was that baptism for the dead is just the first step. The other step that they're not talking about is that they do endowment for the dead.
Endowment?
Yes.
Okay, what's that?
Okay. The Mormons believe that there's three degrees of glory, and you have to be baptized and then receive your endowments in the temple to be eligible for receiving the top degree of glory.
The top degree of glory? There are degrees of glory?
Yes. And they believe that. And they firmly believe this to be the ultimate religious philosophy.
Yeah. Well, most...
I'm sorry, in their mind, they're doing everybody a favor because they have the true teachings of Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know,
as far as I know,
every religion, you know, the Jews claim that they're God's chosen people. The Christians claim the Messiah was theirs. Hey, listen, thanks, Kimberly, I appreciate it. Claim that you know, don't worry about anything. If you see the Holocaust, just take note and move on. You know, the Hindus have so many gods you get dizzy just trying to name them all, but the Hindus will tell you, oh yes, well, you're going to be born and die and born and die and born and die and born and die and born and die, the wheel of life and death until you reach Satori. What is it you're trying to reach when you're Hindu? But every single one of these religions will tell you, they're the one, we're the one, we're the one, we're the one. And some of them will say, we're the one, and if you don't believe it, I'll kill you. And after you're dead, I'll baptize you, but I'll kill you. It's too much for me. So, you know, I decided to check out. Just, you know, I'm opting out of the whole religion, immortal soul, bat squeeze thing. If there's immortality in my soul, it's based on quantum physics. It's based on Einsteinian physics. Not quantum. It's based on Einsteinian physics. Einsteinian physics! I do believe that the atoms inside my body were there at the moment of the Big Bang. I am a trillion light years old or something or whatever. I'm as old as the universe. And when I'm dead, I'm not dead. My atoms will float again or something or not. But my goodness, please give me that, not this stuff. You know, I'll kill you, or worse, I'll baptize you after you're dead. You know, live your life as a Jew or an atheist or a Hindu. Once I get my fingers on your death notice, bro, you're going to become a Mormon, whether you want to or not. Is there no end to the craziness? Well, no, Mike, not really. All right, stick around. When we come back, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, Barbara Boxer, John Kerry, and John Bolton. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
We know George Bush doesn't like to read. He says he doesn't read newspapers, and before ordering the invasion of Iraq, he didn't bother to read the National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq. Well, like president, like intelligence director. At his confirmation hearing, John Negroponte, Bush's pick for the new post of Director of National Intelligence, was asked if he had read the Senate Intelligence Committee's full report on the intelligence failure regarding WMDs in Iraq. He said he had only looked at the executive summary. He was asked if he had read the entire report released by Bush's own commission on this matter. No, but he had perused the report's recommendations. Negroponte is being asked to take charge of an intelligence system that screwed up big time, and he doesn't read the detailed accounts of that failure? Sounds like he'll fit in fine with the Bush administration. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne, allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
George Bush's right-hand man is now a Halliburton lobbyist.
And I heard he broke his femur. Oh, no, he was FEMA director. Yeah, sometimes we have low standards here.
Right.
I just wanted to...
You just had to do that, didn't you?
I just wanted to do it, Joe Scarborough. He's a Nobel Prize-nominated head of FEMA.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
This is Martin Sheen. Making decisions is a big part of all of our lives, but no decisions are more important than the ones we make about our children's health. That's why you should know about Shriners Hospitals for Children. For almost 80 years, they've provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or with severe burns, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child who they could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, building a better tomorrow for kids.
Hi, I'm Barb.
And I'm Molly.
And we're on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. He's 13 and facing a murder rap. A Los Angeles boy formally charged today in the baseball bat beating death of another boy. It happened after a baseball game in which the 13-year-old was the losing pitcher. Tony Trevino was there when it happened.
My first question was, where were all these kids at? There's some big kids out there. There were some parents around. How could that happen?
Authorities in Florida are expressing frustration over the lack of leads and the disappearance of a 13-year-old girl, Sarah Lundy, last seen in her home late Saturday night. Hillsborough County Sheriff David Gee says they're not ruling out anything.
There's still always the possibility of her being a runaway. We have not been able to say that's not the case, but I would appeal to anybody who has any information that has been told something, if you suspect something, to come forward.
Gee says they're continuing to question a registered sex offender who once dated the missing girl's mother. Meanwhile, members of Congress are pushing for creation of an internet registry that you could check to find out if any convicted sex offenders are living in your neighborhood. CNN Radio's John Bisney reports from Capitol Hill.
It would be a national database of high-risk sex offenders who've been released. Run by the FBI, citizens could search by zip code to identify any such former inmates living nearby. The bill would also require states to notify prosecutors when such criminals are about to be released and, says Senate Judiciary Chairman Arlen Specter, monitor them for a year.
If you've served an entire sentence, you are permitted to undertake pursuits of freedom. But where you have a high-risk determination, it makes sense to have somebody taking a look at you.
The sex offender bill likely would have passed last year, but lawmakers ran out of time. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
12 people dead in a hotel fire in Paris. Firefighters are still battling the blaze at this hour. This is CNN Radio News.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you, so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-797-3095. 800-797-3095. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-797-3095. That's 800-797-3095.
It's the biggest fugitive roundup in American history. More than 10,000 criminal suspects arrested in a joint effort involving authorities all over the country. CNN Radio's Kelly Arena has more.
A lot of state and locals and local sheriff's offices and so on participated in this, and sometimes they just don't have the people to lend to the federal agencies on a regular basis. This was a very specific week-long initiative. Whether we'll see a repeat of it, we really don't know.
A bill tightening the rules for personal bankruptcy is a big step closer to becoming the law of the land. Both the House and Senate have now approved that bill. President Bush has indicated he will sign it into law. Also today, the president said he supports the idea of extending broadcast decency standards to include satellite and cable TV. Radio and television stations that broadcast over the airwaves are already covered by the standards, but satellite and cable television are not. This is news from CNN Radio. Stocks fell for the second day in a row, dropping the market to its lowest point of the year. And Michael Metz, chief investment strategist for Oppenheimer & Company, says it's likely to fall even further, which he says isn't all that bad.
It looks like traders are going to exit the market, and a lot of short-term momentum players are nervous. So I think it trades a bit lower over the next few days, and frankly, I think that's a buying opportunity.
Uncle Sam says American taxpayers will have spent more than 6.5 billion hours filling out tax returns this year. The White House Budget Office says the tax work accounts for some 80% of the government's entire paperwork burden. And the Treasury Department now providing security for a duck that is nursing eggs near the White House. Officials say they are concerned that the mallard hen might be injured by protesters who are expected at a global summit that begins Friday. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Era
America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. It's tax day, and our favorite tax expert, David K. Johnston, will audit Bush's tax cuts for the rich. And speaking of rich, we'll talk to a woman who got a $100,000 tax cut and is stuffing it back in Bush's face.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8. Start your day on the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 7 years of not having my best friend to play with.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The best of Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. All right, let's have some fun with this neo-Nazi John Bolton. And I'll tell you, if the Democrats confirm this guy, there's nothing I can do. I'm no longer a card-carrying Democrat, at least not, you know, national Democrat. I'm just little old me who will vote accordingly. But I'm more than curiosity as to how the nomination turns out will be. Or is, my curiosity is how the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee are going to vote. And Lincoln Chafee's on that committee, Kathy, the guy who is a Republican from up east who said he's not real interested in this guy. So Chafee, it looks like, has a key vote. But I got to watch these Democrats. They have failed me so many times. Not me personally. They failed us so many times, these Democrats. This judicial nominee, these judges, what have they turned down 20 judges and confirmed 200 or some ridiculous claptrap like that? And then you have this squirrely psychopath Tom DeLay threatening and John Cornyn and threatening. Anyway, Bolton. All right. This guy is a danger to anything that breathes anywhere on the planet. You know, if it's a lizard in some jungle in Borneo, that lizard is in danger as long as John Bolton has anything to say about anything other than sorting mail in some small town in Utah. Now, the fact that he's been nominated to be our representative to the UN puts everybody, every living, breathing thing in danger of being ended. This guy doesn't like arms control treaties. He doesn't like international agreements. What he likes is what most of these neo-Nazis like. Kill them all! Let God sort them out! These are death lovers. This is the culture of death, and here we are with John Bolton. He's worked in the State Department. One of his great accomplishments, sarcasm mode on, was his supervision of a key program to dispose of surplus Russian plutonium. And because of a technical issue, I don't know, I don't think we want that. So now where does the plutonium wind up? Oh, in the hands of terrorists someplace, probably. He was the man who tried to undermine the multi-party negotiations with the psychopaths in North Korea. I say put Kim Il-Crazy and John Bolton in the same cage and poke at them with electric cattle prods. And just have fun. Just say, why can't we do that? Let's round up the crazies, the crazy world leaders. and just put him in some kind of an enclosure and poke at him. Bolton and Kim Il Crazy would be great, wouldn't they? Huh? Wouldn't they? Bolton has screwed up any kind of a joint agreement with Europe, European nations, and the United States regarding Iran. Now, of course, Iran gets real pissed off about it. You know, what are you people doing sitting around deciding us, say the Iranians? How dare you? Bunch of white people in Northern Europe, you first of all, you're apostate because you're not Muslim. You believe that bloody Christian or that crazy Jewish stuff. And you're deciding our fate, you and John Bolton, America's neo-Nazi? You see how the rest of the world gets pissed off? And rightly so, rightly so. Bolton has screwed up everything about Iran and North Korea. And the Bush crime family, in one of their little sneaky, little greasy ploys to make them look like they give a damn, the Bush crime family wants support for a new Security Council resolution on Darfur, where people are being slaughtered even as we speak. And the only way that the Bush crime family got support was by accepting European demands that war criminals from that province in the Sudan be prosecuted by the international court that Bolton doesn't want anything to do with. Now, that deal was struck after Bolton, or before Bolton gets... You think that kind of deal would be struck with Bolton sitting in the UN? See, Bolton's terrified. Because he knows that if the United States signed on to the International Criminal Court, his ass would be in the dock eventually. As would probably 50, 60, 80, oh hell, all members of the Bush administration. But I like what the Washington Post says. Mr. Bush has chosen Mr. Bolton, perhaps to satisfy conservatives in his party. Let me ask you something, Truth Seeker. What else is Bush going to do to the rest of America to satisfy the conservatives in his party, his base? What is he going to do, huh? They're destroying science. They're destroying math. They're destroying the environment. They're destroying regulations. And you always see this. And he's doing it to satisfy his base. What is his base? His base are flesh-eating vampires. That's his base. They want corpses. Because if the pile of dead bodies gets high enough, in their brain-dead, addled skulls, they think Jesus will be happy. Jesus will say, oh, look. Oh, there is an enormous amount of death on earth. Okay, it's time for me to come back. That's what these people are about. And I cannot believe any Jew on the planet would work with these Christian fundamentalists. Because don't the Jews know? Don't they know that part of the master plan is to give them a chance to convert? You know, the Mormons wait till you're dead, then they convert you. The Christians, if you don't convert while you're alive, they will cut your throat, Jews! Yo, Jews, they're going to cut your throat. Because they think that's what they think your Messiah wants. Dead Jews, dead Arabs, dead everything. Huge piles of death. That's John Bolton. This is Bolton. He wants as much death. He wants the stench of death to circle the globe. Oh, these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Why can't just one person in the Bush administration have some sense? Or just sit down. Sit down with the Palestinians and the Israelis and sit down with the Iranians. Sit down with, you know, the Shia and the Sunni. Just sit down and say, okay, look. Okay, look, stop. Everybody take a breath. All right? Let's just figure out a way to make some money here. All right? Let's stop with the killing. We got oil. We got falafel. We got loofahs. We got all this stuff we can make and sell and grow and trade. And okay? Come on, please. Nobody in the Bush crime family will do that. You have people like Monsanto. We're going to make all the seeds for everything in the world that grows. You'll buy corn made by Monsanto and wheat and rice and spinach and eventually babies. God. They're the Chinese, or the Chinese are sitting there going, you think you're going to do that to us? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. We have a billion plus. It's just astonishing, isn't it? All right. The first one, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. You'll hear Joe Biden first, with John Bolton sitting out there at the witness table with that Nazi mustache of his, right? And the hair over his eye. Didn't you like that, huh? I watched him a little bit today. I just kept, you know, just please once, John, please just jump up and do a Sieg Heil. Just once. Just one arm salute. Just one Sieg Heil! Just one. John Christ, I'll vote for you if you'll do it. Just one time.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with a bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
So a lot of people are relying on, you know, getting their parents' money or having money passed to them or inheriting money from a relative just to get by. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's sad to have to sit around and wonder about your future and go, well, maybe if my mom kicks soon, you know, I'll be all right.
Scary.
Yeah, if my dad kicks, I'll be okay.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1. In sales, time is money. We respect that. That is why this radio station is holding instant interviews this Friday between noon and 2 p.m. Stop in with your resume, and you're guaranteed an interview. It's your chance to find out more about a career in advertising sales and determine if it's something you'd like to pursue. We're looking for account executives to design marketing campaigns for area businesses and agencies. Bring your resume and stop in this Friday from noon to 2 p.m. for an instant interview. 2651 South Fish Hatchery Road, an equal opportunity employer.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack, and there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it: the Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam and every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or BarracudaNetworks.com.
sweet. I've been waiting for lunch all day.
Me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips or your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine?
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww. More Ovaltine, please.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Congratulates Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
You can get a lot of information on Bolton on the internet, but. Bolton has had a lot of experience. He's a real racist pig. He doesn't like people who are not pink. He spent a lot of time working on Southern electoral campaigns, working in the background, trying to deny people of color their vote by appealing to the inherent racism that all of us white people have, you know, even those of us who struggle against it. Every single white person is a racist. It's just, you can't transcend it. Oh, I know. There's some real nice liberal person out there saying, but I'm not a racist, Mike. Oh, yes, you are. So am I. But we struggle against it if we're righteous. It's a lifelong struggle. You're doomed. You can't get away from it if you're white. You are a racist. Just accept it and shut up and try to reconcile it and get above it and get over it and move on and try not to be overt about it. You know, say your little nasty racial words under your breath like I do. And fight it as best you can. But all white people are racist by definition. End of story. John Bolton, probably more so than others. In a complimentary article, it says here on Bolton, the Wall Street Journal in July 2002 reported that Bolton's, quote, most memorable moment came after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a halt to the recount in the 2000 election. Mr. Bolton strode into a Tallahassee library where the count was still going on and declared, I'm with the Bush-Cheney team and I'm here to stop the vote. And he was so happy to be able to say that, he almost peed his pants. No, that's not in the Wall Street Journal article. But you can, right? You can just see that, right? He's holding his knees together. He's so excited. Oh, don't let me pee. Not now. Hi, I'm here to stop the vote. I'm with the Bush-Cheney team. Stop the vote. This is just like El Salvador. This is like Honduras. This is like Nicaragua. This is like... Stop the vote! Stop it! And he's been nominated to be our representative to the United Nations. Joe Biden. Biden's comments are a nice summary of why the Bolton nomination is so screwy and so typical of Rove Bush's up-is-down senior-level appointments.
I'm surprised that the nominee wants the job that he's been nominated for, given his, the many negative things he had to say about the UN, international institutions, and international law. You said there's no such thing as the United Nations. Quote, there's no such thing as the United Nations. You said, and I quote, that, you said that if you remove 10 stories from the 38-story UN headquarters, quote, it wouldn't make a bit of difference, end of quote. You said that if the Security Council remade today, that you would have only one permanent member, the United States. You said that international law really isn't, quote, that really isn't law, and that, quote, while treaties may well be politically or even morally binding, they are not legally obligatory, end of quote. You said the International Court of Justice, a body created under the UN Charter, is a, quote, travesty and a pretend court, end of quote. You said that the peace enforcement operations of the United of Nation and nation building should, quote, be relegated to the history's junk pile at the first opportunity, end of quote. Your views seem, on based on what you've said in the past, John, to be contradictory.
Yeah, just a tad, right, Joe? John? Joe? John? Joe? Hey, Joe. Hi, John. Hey, Joe, I understand you voted for the bankruptcy reform law. Well, I understand you voted to kill the International Criminal Court. Yeah, but I understand that you supported the last six right-wing jobs. Well, I understand that you said there's 10 flat floors of UN ought to be torn down. John? Joe? Who are these people? You supported the torturer. Who? Gonzalez. Well, you liked him. You liked him. Your mama liked him. I liked your mama. There they sit, right? Back and forth, back and forth. Your views seem, based on what you said in the past, John, to be contradictory. Well, not really, Joe, but you know it's all a game anyway. You know you dumbasses are going to confirm me, so let's get on with the game. Let's get on with the game. Got time for another one? You don't? Chris Dodd. Christopher Dodd. I'm going to play Dodd questioning the allegations that Bolton sought to have a State Department analyst, Christine Westerman, and a CIA agency analyst fired. Christian Westerman, not Christine. After that, he tried to get two people, State Department and a CIA people, fired after they refused to approve a Bolton speech that contained unsupported intelligence about Cuba's capability. Remember what Bolton said? That the next huge reservoir of weapons of mass destruction was Cuba. Jesus Christ, Cuba! Cuba! Right, what's next? Puerto Rico? Then what, the Bahamas? Then Haiti? Then what, Key West? All these people are sick. Stick around. You got to hear this. Stick around. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm wanting you to turn it off. He's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
Isn't spring great? Colors are in bloom everywhere. Pink petunias in the yard, red roses in the garden, soft lilac in the bedroom.
Bedroom?
I let color bloom in my room with Ace Royal Paint. They've got thousands of colors to choose from, or they'll match any color you want.
Oh, so my kitchen can match my marigolds.
Sure.
And my bedroom, tulips.
Tell us how you let color bloom and you could win a $1,000 gift card and have your room star in an Ace ad. Plus, save $5 on every gallon of Ace Royal Paint. See your local Ace, the helpful place, for details. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Contest ends 7/31/05. Void where prohibited.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use this directed for minor arthritis pain.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet.
now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness, victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
This is Larry King. Do what I do. Protect your health two ways, with the advanced protection of Ester C and Ester E. I take Ester C because it's the only vitamin C with metabolites. And now I take Ester E too. It's a unique form of natural vitamin E captured for the first time in a supplement. Ester E and Ester C. Two ways to get advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E at Winn-Dixie, Publix, Food Lion, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
She's fed up with the right. Aren't you? The Randy Rhoads Show, here on the Mike 92.1.
Do you know what an emergency is? Pretty self-evident, right? Something that has to be taken care of immediately. Something everybody can agree on, like finding Osama bin Laden, is an emergency. Okay, so the Senate is debating President Bush's request for emergency supplemental spending for the military. But they're putting stuff into the bill like spending tax dollars for a new baseball stadium in Washington, D.C. I'm not kidding. It's in the bill. Our troops don't have enough equipment, but there it is, a provision to let the District of Columbia spend $42 million on sports. And then Republican Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi sticks in a provision to open up oil drilling at a Mississippi seashore. How's that an emergency? Is the oil going to grow legs and walk away if he doesn't start drilling right now? If it's such a great idea, why doesn't he introduce a bill for it in the light of day? Probably because it's not a great idea. So he puts it into a bill that has to pass, like military spending. And by the way, in the Washington Post story about this, just to make it look like both sides are doing it, they mention an amendment from a Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein. She wants $34.3 million to repair forest roads and facilities in her state damaged by floods. But here's the thing. That is an emergency, as in a flood emergency. If California catches on fire in a big way every couple of years, fire crews need to have roads. That's the kind of thing an emergency spending bill should cover. Now, if you don't have fire roads or extra money for soldiers, people die. And I don't think that'll happen in Washington, D.C. if they have to wait a couple of months for a ballpark. Unless, of course, it is military spending, in which case that means they're going to start taking women like me, burying them in the sand up to their neck, and stoning them to death. That would be a military emergency. I'm Randy Rhoads, and I approve this message.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8.05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Auto Alliance ad pretends CO2 emissions don't exist.
We had to address the fact that the Alliance of Auto Manufacturers, who are putting out an ad that basically claims that autos manufactured today are virtually emissions free.
That's David Friedman, Research Director for Clean Vehicles Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The claim is just simply false. It's a lie.
Fact. Autos manufactured today emit more global warming emissions than they did 20 years ago.
Cars and trucks on the road today emit 1.3 billion tons of carbon dioxide emissions.
The Auto Alliance is the lead group suing to stop landmark state regulations on global warming emissions from autos.
Nearly 60% of Americans live in areas that don't meet public health standards for smog.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's great to have Progressive Talk in Madison. Thanks.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I think I already have. 26 before the hour. All right, back to it here. And we aren't going to get your calls. Trust me. Chris Dodd, Democrat, Connecticut. Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on Bolton today. All right, Dodd questions the allegation that Bolton sought to have a State Department analyst, Christian Westerman, and a CIA agency analyst fired after they refused to approve a Bolton speech. That's one where he said, well, you know, we have information. You know, Bolton is a liar. He's just a filthy, flat-out liar. I've said before, I've been saying for months, these people don't even bother to spin or obfuscate or put out misinformation or disinformation. They just lie. Every single piggish one of them. And this filthy, corrupt Senate of ours keeps confirming them. Eh? Okay. So, here's Dodd talking at Bolton. Bolton's not listening. Bolton's sitting there with his hands in his lap doing something he probably shouldn't be doing.
What I think are the most serious allegations about your nomination, and that is the allegation that you tried to have two analysts removed from their jobs because you disagreed with their intelligence conclusions. That to me is, in this environment we're in today, Mr. Bolton, I would say, putting aside your views about the United Nations, other things, if that is true, then I don't think you have a right to serve in a high post. I think it would be unfortunate to set the example. In this day and age, and we're trying to get the best intelligence we can,
I noticed
that if you try to remove someone, whether or not you're successful or not, is not the issue. Trying to rob a bank and failing to do so is a crime, in my view. Trying to remove someone as an analyst from their job because you disagree with what they're saying, I think is dreadfully wrong.
Well, it is dreadfully wrong, Senator Dodd. It is. It is dreadfully wrong. But what's your voting record, Senator Dodd? Huh? Did you vote for the USA Patriot Act? Well, by golly, I think you did. That was dreadfully wrong, Senator Dodd. Dreadfully. Barbara Boxer. Boxer had some choice words for Bolton. Then she actually showed the tape in committee where he said the UN didn't exist. I swear to God. All right, now listen. Shh, 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 shh. This woman has the biggest pair in the Senate. I love it.
I have spent the last month extensively reviewing your writings, your public statements about the United Nations. And my overall assessment, Mr. Bolton, is that you have nothing but disdain for the United Nations. Now, you can dance around it, you can run away from it, you can put perfume on it. But the bottom line is the bottom line. And I, as Senator Biden said in his opening, it's hard for me to know why you'd want to work at an institution that you said didn't even exist. You said it doesn't even exist, and you want to work there.
See how crazy these people are? These Bush thugs? Well, Senator Boxer, with all due respect, no, he doesn't want to work there. Okay? He wants to go there and destroy it. He is a destroyer. He's like Tom DeLay. He's like George Bush. He's like Dick Cheney. He's like Donald Rumsfeld. These people are philosophical, moral, and ethical cannibals. Do you understand? That, like John Ashcroft. Ashcroft wanted to abolish the Department of Justice and replace it with the Book of Leviticus. These people are social, ethical, moral cannibals. This republic has never seen an administration this corrupt. Senator John Kerry, you remember him? Fun little back and forth here between Kerry and Bolton on Bolton's view of the UN. Listen as Bolton actually tries to tell us he never said what he said about the UN. Now remember, Senator Boxer plays it a little bit later. But it makes no difference. You and I have seen it over and over and over and over on television. Bolton is a psychopath. He has a dead animal in his head. And he wants to get into the UN and destroy it. Here's Kerry.
Over the long history,
your writings, your comments, your public statements, your speeches, your interviews about the United Nations have been disdainful of it. I mean, you have said there's no such thing as the United Nations. You've said there's an international community that occasionally can be led by the only real power in the world, and you point to the United States as essentially being the United Nations. You've said that you not only don't care about losing the General Assembly vote, but it actually, you see it as a make-my-day outcome. How do these statements reflect a respect for the United Nations and empower you to go there and have other people believe you're there to enhance it?
Well, first, Senator, a lot of those statements are not accurate reflections of what I've said. Second,
said them. Do you deny saying them?
Yes, I can think of
several. You didn't say those statements.
Quoted out of context, and I'd be happy to address them. But my larger point is...
Well, they're direct quotes. They're right off tapes.
Oh, Senator, that doesn't matter to these people. That doesn't matter. Direct quotes, direct schmotes. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, I said that a year ago. Oh, that's old stuff. Oh, I said that 6 months ago. Oh, I said that 5 years ago. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. None of it means anything. When I get to the UN, I'm going to make it a wonderful place with bluebirds and flowers, and there will be harp music playing, and I will go around to all of the delegates, and I will kiss them on the cheek, and then kiss them on the other cheek, and kiss them on the first cheek, because that's the French way. I'm John Bolton, you see. I love the UN. Oh, appoint me. Confirm me. I'm John Bolton. I love the UN. All that stuff you people have on tape. Oh, Senator Boxer and you, Joe. I didn't think you'd do this to me. All that stuff you have on tape, that's all fake stuff. That never happened. It didn't happen. Never happened. And then you see, in the interest of fairness and balance, on the nightly news, you see Barbara Boxer saying, "You said it never existed." And then you have John Bolton saying, "Didn't happen, never happened. And that's called balanced news reporting in this corrupt media that runs this corrupt government. Huh? You like that? Never happened. I didn't say it. But we have it on tape. Well, the tape's wrong. How could the tape's wrong? It's you standing there saying it. No, I never said it. But you did. I didn't. Didn't. Let's take the vote. Kerry sent a letter to one of his constituents, or not one of his constituents, because the person who got this letter lives in California. One of our listeners, Karen. This is from Kerry. "Dear Karen, the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, and in particular Senator Lincoln Chafee, have a big decision to make this week." I've made my decision. "I will vigorously oppose the nomination of John Bolton as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations." Have you ever noticed that in the Bush administration, Karen, the only way to get a job promotion is to bungle our national security? "As Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security for the past 4 years, Mr. Bolton has achieved little. In fact, we secured more nuclear materials in 2 years before September 11th than in 2 years after. North Korea and Iran are now burgeoning nuclear states. This record earned John Bolton a nomination to the UN. How can we believe this nomination makes any sense at all? We can't believe it. But, Karen, unless Senator Lincoln Chafee puts principle over party, the inexplicable John Bolton nomination will squeak through the Foreign Relations Committee on a party-line vote. We have to do everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen. That's why, Karen, in addition to being vocal about my own opposition to Senator Bolton, I am organizing JohnKerry.com activists in Rhode Island to contact Senator Chafee, and I'm running online ads in the Rhode Island media." See the ad for yourself, and then he's got a link here. "Why retain, Karen, and promote those who have failed to make America more safe and secure? Donald Rumsfeld's been a disaster as Secretary of Defense. That's why over 800,000 people have signed our petition supporting my call for Rumsfeld's resignation. Yet the President stands stubbornly by him. And now the Bush administration wants to add John Bolton to that astonishing list. I will keep you posted on our efforts to stop this nomination from advancing. Sincerely, John Kerry. P.S. I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know how hard we're working on this critical vote, but I also want you to be prepared. Should the Bolton nomination make it through committee, we may have to wage a nationwide effort to defeat it on the floor of the Senate." Well, okay. Thanks, Karen, for sending me what the senator sent you. A 9-9 vote, a tie, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would temporarily block the Bolton nomination. Then they'd be forced to vote again in committee. But this time, a majority vote in committee would be necessary in order to send the nomination to the full Senate for a final up or down vote. So, Lincoln Chafee could possibly block the nomination. And I hope he does. I hope Chafee finds his conscience. But he, as long as he's a Republican, he doesn't have one. As long as he's a Republican, he has no ethics. He has no morality. He is a paid piece of human waste. He is a whore. Chafee, you're a pig and a whore. If you weren't, you'd get the hell out of the Republican Party until it becomes what it was maybe when your father was in it. It's a cesspool, a swamp, a dumping ground now, Senator. Get out! Or be a good boy and vote with the Democrats. Well, I don't know. let's watch and see what happens when it does come for a vote, because it will come for a vote. Chafee says he's inclined to vote for Bolton, but he also said he would not have been his first choice for UN ambassador. Who would that have been, Lincoln? Oh, I don't know. Smeagol?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Baby,
the Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
There's something about me you folks might not know. Nobody likes me. Maybe it's because I like to attack people. I can reduce them to weak, stammering, confused, scared imitations of their former selves for life. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org, because time lost is brain lost. A message from Don Rickles. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a 4-star hotel in New York Midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, 4-star in Orbitz was $189 a night. Travelocity $209. But I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
Bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's national park system is one of the best ideas our country ever had. And I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. That's just too much to lose.
Get your laughs in the morning. Get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Last one here. We talked about the pesticide exposure study on children in Jacksonville, a little brown children and black children who had been specifically selected by the bug industry, the bug killing industry, and Stephen Johnson, the acting head of the EPA, right? We talked about that, I guess, last week, those filthy pigs. And I got some emails from people say, oh, no, they weren't going to do it. Well, anyway... The study has been canceled. Now, was it canceled based on ethics, that it's ethically not right to provide people with money and video cams and photo albums and candy bars and little strings of beads in order to get them to expose their children to pesticides? Isn't there something somewhere in a book on ethics that says, no, that's not what we're supposed to do? Somewhere doesn't that book exist? Or a page in a book? Anything. Is there anything left in the mind of these Republicans that would be considered ethical or not ethical? Or is it all just mush? Jesus. So why did he cancel the program? Based on ethics? No! Because a couple of senators, oh, there's that Barbara Boxer again, and Bill Nelson, two Democrats, said they were going to put a hold on this filthy, disgusting pig's nomination until he dropped the program to paint up little brown children with pesticides.
Well, now, Mike, they weren't really going to paint them.
Mr. Johnson's spokesman, Rich Hood, said, okay, all right, we've dropped our little program called CHEERS, Children's Health Environmental Exposure Research Study. We're going to drop it. Why? According to Rich Hood, a spokesman for this other Nazi, the Stephen Johnson, here's why, quote,
there was a rather nasty explosion because of the way it was portrayed. This would not have exposed children to any additional pesticides. It was merely to measure the ones already exposed. Researchers thought it was necessary because there are critical data gaps in our understanding of how pesticides enter the body, through the skin, or ingested, or inhaled. Damn! They're just Negroes in Jacksonville, Florida, anyway!
Do these people have no morality?
No.
No ethics?
No.
No sense of right, wrong, justice, decency. No, 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 and no. None of them. John Bolton? Negroponte? Give me a break. Poindexter? Abrams? Steven Johnson? So Boxer and Nelson have removed the hold. Now it goes to another committee. Yeah! And then there'll be a vote. And then these pigs, these right-wing pigs, can get on the talking head show. Well, they're holding up the nomination of a good man, a scientist, Steven Johnson. The damn Democrats are always bitching and moaning about we don't have science. We gave him a scientist and they turned him down. God, I hate these Democrats. That's what you'll hear. Over and over, ad nauseam, ad infinitum. And you'll have the little parrot boy, Hannity. Now, yes, they're terrible people, these Democrats. And you'll have his little clone, Alan Combs, going, yep, yep, well, they're not all bad. No, no, they're not all bad. Some of them are good. Yep, yep, no, no, not all bad. And you have Limbaugh on there. Well, see what they're doing? And they're doing the same thing to me because I did some drugs. Damn these people. It goes on. And then you have Joe Scarborough. Don't pay attention to the staffer I murdered after I knocked her up. Let's talk about this. Do these people not have even a passing curiosity about ethical behavior? Children. Children. Well, they're being exposed to pesticides anyway. We're just gonna, we're gonna add some inducements, $970 and a video cam, and the American Chemistry Council, who chipped in $2 million for this study. Oh, those filthy bastards! How many children would suffer permanent brain damage that wouldn't present for 30 years. But they don't care. None of these people care. Steven Johnson doesn't care. One question. Why didn't they do the study in a white upper-class neighborhood that uses pesticide? Hell, do it in the South. There's not a house in the South that doesn't use pesticide, insecticide, herbicide, this aside, that aside, everywhere, aside, all over. We have some rich white neighborhoods here in Atlanta. I'd like to volunteer one of those rich white neighborhoods. Hey, you scum-sucking racist, come down here and do it. No thanks. We'll do Jacksonville, Florida. We'll do it over here in one of these neighborhoods where we already have toxic waste dumps and factories and pollution and just filth and destruction. And it's all Negroes and a few Latinos that live there anyway. So, and they don't count. They're not real people. Ask John Bolton. So anyway, the study's been stopped because of the power of Bill Nelson and Barbara Boxer. Ethics? Decency? We'll be back with your phone calls. This is Air America. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS
CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You can't vote down veterans' benefits and then be an advocate of tax cuts of up to $100 billion and tell the people that you're a good American. It doesn't fly with those who have paid the price.
Well, you can't do it if you're a moral person, but if you're a Republican, you can do it.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I don't think like you. I don't laugh at the same jokes as you. I don't speak like you. I don't eat the food you do. I don't celebrate the same holidays as you. But I will help save your life.
Your support could save a life today. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit us at redcross.org to find out how. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
I'm Ben Maisel, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. In California, 13-year-old Youth League baseball player now charged with murder for allegedly using a bat to fatally beat a 15-year-old friend. CNN Radio's Jim Roop says the beating apparently the result of an argument that broke out after a game.
The 13-year-old boy could be sentenced to a juvenile facility until he's 25 for striking his 15-year-old friend Jeremy Rourke in the head with a baseball bat during a dispute at the snack stand. Eyewitnesses say the 13-year-old pitcher's team had just lost his first game of the season. It's still unclear if it's a matter of Rourke taunting his friend, who was the losing pitcher, or simply cut in line at the snack stand. Witnesses say the argument escalated. The 13-year-old went to his bat bag, retrieved a bat, then strikes Rourke twice, once in the shin, and then a fatal blow to his friend's head. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
More than 10,000 fugitives off the streets tonight, the result of a nationwide roundup by federal, state, and local officials. And Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says there were other benefits besides the arrest themselves.
We've developed new relationships. Establish new lines of communication, and I think that will assist the Marshal Service and other law enforcement agencies, both state and local, to be more successful in catching fugitives in the future.
Authorities in Florida are hoping a $10,000 reward will help lead to new information in the search for Sarah Lundy. The 13-year-old has been missing since early Sunday. Among those helping in the search, Mark Lunsford, whose daughter Jessica was kidnapped and murdered in the same general area. He says Sarah's disappearance is dredging up some painful memories.
I was doing pretty good. I mean, it's hard being here at the church. It just brings back a lot to me. But then once again, I just stay focused on what I'm here for. I'm here to help search for Sarah.
A deadly hotel fire in Paris. At least a dozen people are known dead, many of the victims jumping to their deaths from their hotel windows. This is CNN Radio News.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
Big League Baseball returned to the nation's capital earlier today for the first time in decades. President Bush threw out the first ball as the new Washington Nationals took the field at RFK Stadium. Washington Post sports writer Thomas Boswell believes the team is going to sell a lot of tickets.
I think you're going to see above average major league attendance here. Even though this ballpark is 44 years old and they're just in the early stages of refurbishing it, it'll probably take another year or two before they really get it as good as you can make an old ballpark.
And the Nationals won their home opener, beating Arizona 5-3. The U.S. Senate is considering legislation that would require businesses to tell you whenever your personal data is stolen. Several state legislatures are considering similar legislation. A Senate committee is endorsing John Negroponte as America's first national intelligence director. The committee approval clears the way for a vote by the full Senate. The former Iraq ambassador could be in his new job by the end of this month. This is news from CNN Radio. A new CD in stores, but it's not for you. CNN Radio's Jeannie Mose explains.
Here, boy, come on, girl. Time to listen to the CD Made for Dogs, Songs to Make Dogs Happy. It was tested on doggy focus groups with the help of an animal communicator who claimed to be able to translate the dog's musical tastes. The result, 12 songs with titles like Squeaky Deaky, Scratch My Back, and You're a Good Dog, the entire lyrical content of which consists of You're a Good Dog. The composer plans to release a sequel soon, Songs to Make Cats Happy. Jeannie Mo, CNN Radio, New York.
And civil rights figure Rosa Parks has settled her lawsuit against the rap group OutKast over a song that used Parks' name in the title. Part of the settlement calls for the group to perform on a Parks tribute CD, along with other artists. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Now, let's take a snapshot of where we are with this economy in terms of working people. Corporate America is making goo-gobs of money by keeping wages down, by saying to workers, you don't want to work here? I got 25 people ready to take your place tomorrow.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls, okay? Before I lose my license as a radio talk show host. Well, you've come to expect it, though. You know, right? You know that it... I fail where it comes to that part of putting a lot of callers on. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are
hey.
You? Hey. Hey, so I'm phoning to tell you that I hear that down there in the United States you have a guy named Tom DeLay who has accepted some kickbacks and had some people on his payroll and all that stuff down there, but he's going to skate or something?
Yeah.
See, up here in Canada, we have this thing called ad scam, or the governing and ruling party is being investigated, and that all kind of crap is coming out, and the government might fall, and people might be going to jail, and it's just a big bombshell over up here. Has anybody heard anything about it down there?
No, not that's the first I've heard anything about it.
That's funny, because I was just wondering if you guys are ever going to prosecute the you know, the guys who've been taking kickbacks from your government and $3.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon and all that stuff. I was just interested in getting a, you know, an update on that.
Well, American media very seldom reports on corruption in white governments. We report on corruption in governments run by blacks or governments run by Asians or governments run by Latinos, but very seldom do you hear of scandals and graft and corruption in governments run by so-called Europeans. Do you understand what I'm saying with that?
I do, but I'm amazed that the liberal media hasn't picked up on the fact that up here in Canada it's a liberal party that this is being done to. But then it might have something to do that what came out in the testimony was that there's a connection through a finance through a former minister here, a guy's named Galliano, and the New York Post actually printed a story about that. This Galliano guy also has connections to the New York mob down there. So we might, when we had our first, last year when Miriam Bedard, a former Canadian Olympic athlete, went on the witness stand for this testimony, she had talked about running drugs and stuff behind the scenes, and that she had been told that, you know, all this stuff was like hush-hush, and everybody assailed her as a conspiracy theorist, of course, right?
Right, right.
Now it's all starting to come out, and all of a sudden she's not looking so bad anymore. So it's very weird. Up here, it looks like the government's not going to fall, because even if an election is called now, the Conservatives wouldn't make a lot of inroads because they're led by a former Reform Party Alliance guy, far-right guy, who first thing he did after this testimony, the latest testimony, was the publication ban was lifted, was go to an anti-same-sex marriage rally and gathered all the bigots and racists around him. And so immediately he painted himself into a corner. There's no way he's going to be able to form a government. So the Conservatives are busy trying to figure a way to stab this guy in the back and put the moderates in charge. So they're not going to call an election, because even if they did, they wouldn't win enough seats to gain a majority.
Okay, well,
even though the corruption's been found, we're not crazy enough to elect Conservatives.
Right, right. I'd rather have a corrupt liberal than a normal conservative.
Well, you know, they sent us all off to Iraq. They were there, so.
Yeah, well, again, RB, we should know this, right? You all know everything about our stuff, and Americans are just ill-informed, and that's because none of our media will report on the... I don't care if it is liberal. They're white, aren't they?
Yeah, and another thing I've noticed, every time I try to find the latest interview with Gore Vidal, it's either in France or in Australia or on some obscure Canadian university website. How come you guys won't... I never see him on CNN or MSN. He's got a lot of interest.
He's too smart. He's too smart to go on. You might see him every once in a while here in the States on, if you have Dish Network or one of the satellite networks. You might see him on Free Speech TV or Link TV or something like that. But you'll never see Gore Vidal on, at least not doing his political thing on American media. Oh, my God, no. He's an absolute, he's just an America hater. He's a commie. He's a... Oh, God, I don't know what he is. He's a pederast. He's queer. He's queer!
I know, but why did he move back to the United States last year then? He was living in France. He moved back to the United States.
I don't know. I have no idea, but you're not going to see him on media, not in American media. It's not going to happen. The guy is too risky. He tells too much truth.
You should interview him. You should get him on the show at least.
Oh, he scares. Oh, no, listen, that's way out of my league. Trust me, RB. I know what I'm capable of, and I ain't capable of him. So,
alrighty.
All right, thanks. See, appreciate it, time. RB. Now, the last thing I read was Gore Vidal's book, "Endless War for Endless Peace," and is it Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace? See, I can't even get his title right. But it was that the book that had the big interview with who blew up the Murrah Federal Building, or got convicted for it anyway? Not Terry Nichols, the other one. Oh, my God, don't tell me. And Kathy's sitting here with a blank stare on her face, too. No, it wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer. Will somebody in New York please help me here? Who blew up the Murrah Federal Building? Who was McVeigh? Timothy McVeigh. Thank you. Oh, my God. What happens down here, Kathy? Is it the humidity? It's the pollen. It's the 8-month-old. It could be the water, but the pollen, you see. enormous, out of control, you're about to die, pollen count in Atlanta is 150. Today it was 3,000. Okay, so you have to... Anyway, Timothy McVeigh had wrote a series of letters back and forth, as did Gore Vidal, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, when McVeigh was in prison and before they executed him. And Vidal wrote something excruciatingly to the point about what motivated Timothy McVeigh. And it was real anti-establishment writing. Well, that's what Vidal always does anyway. But it made the case... And when I read it, I couldn't help but remember what Truman Capote wrote about the Cutter family in Cold Blood. Perry and who was the other boy who was hanged for that? Not Jeffrey Dahmer, Kathy, please. What do you got? Dahmer on the brain. Anyway, Gore Vidal, if you haven't read Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace, you need to get it. And if you haven't read the his take on Timothy McVeigh, you need to read it. It's a real eye-opener. But no, RB, we're never going to hear anything about the politics in Canada, the scandals. Again, it's because it's a white scandal. If your PM were from Trinidad, we'd hear all about it. But he's not, you know. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. This is the most racist country in the history of racism. It is. And oh, doesn't that piss people off? I'm not a racist! Yes, you are. Absolutely. But if you're a sensible human being, you struggle against it. That's all. That's all. I got an email from somebody that said I'm going to lose my audience because I said white people are racist. Get real. Grow up. Face facts, okay? Joshua is calling from Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Joshua. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for your patience.
I wanted to call about a huge unexploited Republican weakness.
Okay.
And that's agribusiness. Agribusiness is dominated by corporate Republicans. The number two polluter on the planet is factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
Number one polluter in the United States is factory farms, and dominated by corporate Republicans.
Sure.
Subsidized with American tax dollars. So essentially, our tax dollars are subsidizing the destruction of our water and our air. This is an industry the Republicans take pride in, and it is totally unsustainable. So at a time when we're trying to when we're occupying another country for oil, when we should be trying to consume or conserve resources, conservation, we are supporting a totally unsustainable industry.
Hey, Joshua, hold on. You've only had a minute and 23 seconds here, but I got to take a break. I'll put you on hold, come back, pick you up on the other side. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Keep a clean nose, wash the clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know it's where the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell. Hang there, hard to tell if anything is gonna tell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail. Join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit. A loser, cheater, sick time user.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm a casual person, and I walk around in my bathrobe a lot. They came and they filmed me, and so Matt Drudge actually got to see the HBO special. And today he reviewed it and called me the hero of the movie because I was sitting in my bathrobe braless. This is what he chose to write about today with my breath.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
Driving home yesterday, I imagined 60 million people, each donating $1 to ensconce Bill O'Reilly's sex tapes at the Columbia School of Journalism. I was giddy at the thought of getting him off the air. Then, as I pulled into my driveway, I noticed my 8-year-old neighbor slumped behind his lemonade stand. How's business, I asked. Lousy. First Mr. Johnson got outsourced to India, then the Sanchez family had to move back to Mexico to keep their factory jobs. I'm losing all my customers. Tough luck, I mumbled as I tossed 2 quarters on the counter and knocked back a Dixie cup of opaque liquid. Where's Jody? I wondered aloud. She's home sick because her doctor ran out of flu vaccine. I could use her, too. I've got 2 crates of lemons quarantined by Homeland Security, and if that weren't bad enough, I just got subpoenaed by Elliot Spitzer.
Start your own small business at askewedview.com. That's askewedview.com.
We all have it. The desire to own true quality, yet the budget for something less. Like that finely tuned luxury car you'd buy if you could, or that dream home on the 9th green. Too often our budget doesn't allow for the quality we want. You don't have to settle for second best. If your plans for 2005 include a new building for your business, church, or organization, don't settle for less than the quality of General Steel. General Steel will beat any steel building price of the same size and specifications. You can shop all you want, but make sure you call 888-98-STEEL for the quality of General Steel at a price you can afford. A small deposit will get your project started and will lock in your price for up to 90 days. And you can delay the delivery for up to 6 months at no cost and no additional payment. Call General Steel today, 888-98-STEEL, and get the quality you desire at a price you deserve. We'll help you customize your building to meet your needs and engineered for your area. General Steel will beat any steel building price. Bottom line, some restrictions apply. Call 888-98-STEEL for details. If you need space, you need the General. Call 888-98-STEEL today.
Madison, you're on the mic.
I just love the shows. Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, all those shows, they're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic, 92.1.
We got to make sure our ag economy stays strong and healthy.
When he went past the hour, we're talking with Joshua in Eugene, Oregon, about Franken food and corporate food. Yeah, it's getting so bad. And the most recent stuff, and it's not all that recent, is the pollution, the infiltration of these genetically altered elemental foods into fields and farms that were not signed up for it. We're in a world of trouble with this stuff, and I understand, Joshua. Monsanto, Archer Daniels, Midland, all of these huge corporations that are corrupt to the very soul, the bottoms of their soles of their feet. I'm an S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L.
Absolutely. And
it's terrible.
The thing is, this government, mostly led by Republicans, have totally misled the public to believe that an animal, fill your diets with animal products, and you're going to be healthy. Drink, support these these businesses that are ruining your air and water and your body. Literally every chronic disease Americans face are related to animal product. Animal protein, number one cancer-causing carcinogen. It doesn't make any sense, really, health for health reasons, number one. It doesn't make any sense ethically. Over half a million non-human animals will be slaughtered today, so we can go to McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and just absolutely live horrible lives. We can get a cheap, well, it's not really cheap if we didn't subsidize it. A hamburger would probably cost about $40 if we didn't weren't paying with it with our tax dollars.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, some night I'm going to get into that topic. I really am, because it's shocking and it's sick. But anyway, tonight's not that night. But Joshua, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. You know, I'm still a meat eater. Not much. Neither Kathy nor I, nor the kid. But I eat an enormous amount of fish. Or I did. We have a big farmer's market here in DeKalb County and Georgia, and we go to it a lot. I love going there. It's huge. And they have, you know, locally grown stuff, but they also have stuff from all over the world. And my favorite was to buy salmon from either Alaska or Chile. And they would label it wild salmon. And then the cases with the salmon that said wild salmon finally reduced down to two. And the other four cases with salmon said farm raised. And anybody who has been following the commercial fish farming industry, you wouldn't put that stuff anywhere near your mouth. Fish. All the rivers in the Pacific Northwest that have been dammed up, all the spawning runs of salmon that have been destroyed. I mean, does this stuff ever stop? Does it ever stop? I guess not. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Gosh, you only held on for 2 hours and 5 minutes.
I just saw a recall by the FDA of some smoked salmon from Mama something or other.
Oh, really?
Watch it. Yeah.
It probably has PCBs in it beyond what our bodies can handle.
God only knows. What I called about was a couple of articles in the April issue of Harper's Magazine, but before I get to that, one last quote on John Bolton.
Okay.
From Derek Z. Jackson's column in today's Chicago Tribune. He was talking about an emissary from the Vatican before the war started who tried to get the U.S. to not go into the war,
right,
saying it was a tragic initiative and we pray that it can be eased without so many victims. A few weeks after the invasion, John Bolton, who was the U.S. Arms Control Undersecretary, visited with the Vatican officials and painted a picture of rosy reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
He told reporters that the officials, quote, respected the conscience with which he took that decision, and went on, quote, there wasn't any criticism about the conduct of the war.
He's just a total liar.
He said he told the Vatican the United States was doing, quote, everything possible to avoid casualties.
Oh, my God.
My Aunt Sanny.
I you would think that these people who talk about the religion so insistently and talk about hell, that they would understand that this constant lying is going to put them in the deepest ring of hell. But it doesn't seem, either they don't believe their own religious propaganda, Marge.
He's talking about the Ten Commandments. There's one in there that says, thou shalt not lie.
I think so. Hold on a second. I got to do a break and I'll come back. It's 27 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
Don't complain, but that's not chicken.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
On my fork, he's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the picking room.
never know what they wrap it up in, no more. It bright real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a...
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothies.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Call it shock and the revelations of the past few weeks about our government's actions, excuses, and feigned ignorance should have produced a Nixon-era level of outrage. The report from the Presidential Commission on WMD proves a coordinated effort to mislead our Congress, the nation, and the world in order to invade Iraq. I'm Lee Rayburn, and the conclusion of the President's Commission on WMD was that our intelligence agencies were dead wrong about Iraqi purchases of uranium from Africa, mobile biological weapon labs, aluminum tubes for centrifuge, and the possession of weapons of mass destruction. In fact, the report states that each piece of evidence had been tested and disproved by UN inspectors who had extraordinary access during the 3 months leading to our invasion. The report concludes that intelligence agencies worked in an environment that did not encourage skepticism about the conventional wisdom. That environment was shaped by a gathering conviction among analysts that war with Iraq was inevitable. As damaging as the report is, it's not complete. The commission was ordered not to interview policymakers like the president and vice president. They did not mention the repeated intrusion of Dick Cheney into the CIA in the summer of 2002. They did not mention the Office of Special Plans, or as Colin Powell called it, Cheney's Gestapo office, set up by Donald Rumsfeld and Douglas Feith for the sole purpose of developing intelligence to justify a regime change in Iraq. However, the commission's report did find that our Iraqi informant called Curveball had been repeatedly discredited. Prior to the invasion into Iraq, repeated warnings from the CIA and the DIA considered Curveball unreliable. Sadly, according to the report, the more Curveball's credibility came into question, the more his allegations were used to bolster the case for war. Putting the pieces together proves a selection of intelligence that paved the way for our government to knowingly enter into a war based on lies. This abuse of power rivals every federal criminal act since our country was founded. The only reason our America won't wake up and cry for justice is the shock and shh campaign being waged against us in the evening news, on the front page of newspapers, and on right-wing talk radio. It's time we began the battle cry for our own regime change.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once... Planet Check.
Daimler Chrysler test drives biodiesel.
We're proposing there's something new, different, exciting. It's the new diesel in combination with biodiesel.
That's William Craven, Manager of Regulatory and Technical Affairs for Daimler Chrysler.
We have a limited edition of diesel Jeep Liberties. They're clean. They're quiet. The biodiesel blend that we're filling the vehicles in the plant with is B5.
Biodiesel is a renewable fuel made from vegetable oil.
By using biodiesel, you add the sustainability and clean component to the diesel Jeep Liberty. It's a fantastic vehicle.
Give it a spin at
DaimlerChrysler.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check. Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike. 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Six before the hour. Back to Marge, who's called in from Northwestern Indiana. Now, where were we, Marge?
Well, I was wanting to draw to your attention a couple of articles in the April issue of Harper's Magazine.
Which I have at home on my nightstand. I just haven't read it yet.
Oh, good. It's the $4.7 trillion pyramid, why Social Security won't be enough to save Wall Street. See that?
Right.
That's why Bush is wanting us to invest in stocks and bonds so that all this money can be a federally mandated transfer of government funds into Wall Street.
Bingo.
It's a Ponzi scheme, according to Mr. Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an article by our friend Greg Palast on OPEC on the March, why Iraq still sells its oil a la cartel.
Right.
And he makes some very interesting points. The last line is that Dick Cheney, far from putting the squeeze on OPEC, has taken a de facto seat there, allowing the cartel to maintain its own suffocating grip on the U.S. economy.
Oh, yeah, the oil people who are really George Bush's base. Carl Rove keeps a bitch slapping all these religious fundamentalists into submission, telling them that they are the base. No, wrong. The real base of the Bush-Cheney crime family is the oil industry. And the oil industry is getting fabulously wealthy. It's not costing an extra damn dime to pull this stuff out of the ground. And the prices since Bush took over have, what, tripled? The barrel price of oil has tripled, I believe.
Have you looked at the profits, not the sales, but the profits of the oil companies for the last quarter and the last year?
It's unbelievable.
Dear God in heaven, most companies don't make that much in sales, let alone profit.
Right, and they're just so happy. And the game is, yeah, keep telling the other base that the queers can't get married. But if you elect a Democrat anywhere, the queers will get married. In the meantime, we're over here. The other part of the Republican Party stealing everybody blind. It's just amazing. And middle America, red state America, Marge, they just go right along with it. Beat me, kick me, make me pay $5 a gallon for gasoline. But by God, George won't let the queers get married.
Yeah, well, you know, there's one other article by Lewis Lapham, called Notebook. It's in the front of the book. There's
I read him every month. He's a genius writer.
Yeah, well, there's a paragraph that starts the difference between sacred and secular toward the end of his article that just got me.
Yeah.
And one last little thing. You know, you're talking about the experiments with the little black kids in Alabama?
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I saw something in the paper, I don't know, yesterday I think it was, that the state of Indiana, thank you very much, is going to allow the Air National Guard, not only from Indiana, from other states, to do some low-flying practice maneuvers over Jefferson County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are F-16s flying at about 500 feet. Now, do you happen to remember what's down in Jefferson County, Indiana?
I do not.
Remember the, what do they call it? They got a stockpile there, I think about 190,000 tons or whatever of, what is it?
The poison of DU, depleted uranium, is there?
Yes, sir. It's Jefferson something. It's got a name.
Well, whatever.
But it's down there, and you know, these practice flights have been known to crash.
Oh, my God. Well, Marge, something horrible has got to happen because Bush's popularity is in the in a hole in a two-seater. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. You're from Indiana.
Yeah.
Of course. You guys still use them. Never mind.
Oh, I'm going to get you for that.
Anyway, they need something. You know, they blew up the Trade Towers. They hit the Pentagon. They need something because Bush's poll numbers right now are lower than they were when they allowed the Trade Towers to come down.
Well, wait till Wednesday. You know, West Wing has gone on hiatus for the summer, and they're going to replace it with this new show called Revelations.
I know. Isn't that fun?
If that doesn't scare the bejeebers out of all these, you know. Oh, dear.
Ooh, boogie, boogie. Here come the angels of death. Watch out.
Yeah, it's the end times are coming, kiddo.
Marge,
I wish they would land on the White House. I'm getting sick of their crap.
Marge.
Love you. Take care.
Thanks for checking in. You have a nice night. Yeah, what is this? Revelations, this new series. In the first place, I don't know if they did that deliberately, but the book in the Bible is Revelation. There's no S on it. But I can't believe this. I can't believe this is the total prostitution. What network is on? Is it ABC? Huh? Kathy will find out. Don't anybody find out and send me emails, okay? All right. Who we got here? Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That last thing. Wow. How much you want to bet that if there is quite a bit of crash that the Arabs get blamed falsely?
Who would get blamed?
The Arabs.
Yeah, sure. Well, of course.
Falsely claim Arab terrorists when it would probably be one of our planes in these military exercises crashing.
It's uranium.
Wow.
It scares me to death.
Yeah. What I called up about is another scary thing, the Bolton nomination. And I'd like to, first of all, once again, I have to applaud and compliment Senator Boxer and a few other senators like Dye. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Senator Biden, but
he gets his licks in. See, I like Biden when he's in the preliminary bouts. It's when he goes to the finals that he sits down and won't come out of his corner.
Exactly, and that's part of the whole problem. That's one of the
right. Things. You know, he's great. He's great. You know, in the three rounders, punch, cut, punch, 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 punch. But then when the rubber hits the road, he just becomes Republican light.
Right, and this is the problem. And the Democrats, we get, you know, more people are calling the station saying the Democrats have to stand for something. And even Jerry Springer this morning was, you know, on Air America, not the Jerry Springer show on TV, but the one on America Radio. He was talking about that, how the Democrats have to stand for something. And this is, and if they really want to stand for something, what they have to do is more Democrats in the Senate really have to stiffen their spine and stand up to Bush for a change, and they have to stop And they have to show the American people that they stand for something other than just getting reelected. And one way they could do it is by blocking these terrible nominations, like the latest one is this Bolton nomination. And the power they still have left is the filibuster power. Now, all they need is 40 senators, I understand, to use the filibuster.
Well, 41. 40. They can't. 60 votes ends it, so they got to have 41.
Oh, they got to have 41?
Yeah, they got to have at least, if you have 60 votes to cut off a filibuster, you cut it off, two-thirds. Or, well, not okay. Two-thirds, three-fifths, whatever the hell it is. But you need 41 votes, and that will keep a filibuster going. You need 60 to cut it off.
Right. Okay, look how close they came with Gonzales. 36 Democrats in the end voted against Alberto Torchamemos Gonzales, as I will always refer to him as.
Right.
And all they needed was five more. And part of this is the problem with Harry Reid. Harry Reid is supposed to be the Democratic minority leader. He has to act like a leader and stop saving the filibuster power simply for 10 judges and for the Social Security issue.
Right.
I expect Democrats to fight back on the Social Security issue. I expect them to take 10 judges that are so racist and so anti-environment and are just so far to the right that they're even to the right of Scalia, probably. And I'm glad they're doing that. They're just trying to block those judges, but they got to go further. They got to block these other terrible nominations. Like the latest one is Bolton. And what I think has to be done is that Harry Reid has to get the Democrats together, all on board, and they have to try to block this nomination from filibuster if necessary.
Well, I said earlier tonight, Jerry, and I got to move on. If they don't block Bolton, what good are they? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's just disgusting that Democrats have become so wimpy lately.
I know. And this is a killer nomination. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you checking in. Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, is calling from somewhere tonight. Hey, Jerky.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Doing fine.
I wanted to say belated congratulations on the AIR award.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks.
Great. Saw the pictures on the website. It looked like a lot of fun that night.
We had a good time.
John Bolton, holy, it's pretty much part and parcel. I know we get upset every time there's a new one that's paraded down the down the runway for us.
Right.
But there's not much more evil in John Bolton than there is in Negroponte or Poindexter or Elliot Abrams or Pearl or Wolfowitz or Rumsfeld or Cheney or James Baker and all the whole kind of menagerie of, you know, totally evil people that the Bushes have surrounded themselves with since their entry into politics.
Yeah, they all drank from the same cup. Hold on a second, Jerky. I got to do a break here. I'll come right back and pick you up on the other side of the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drovny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drovny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
British TV host Anna Richardson alleges she was libeled by the California governor and two of his campaign workers. Schwarzenegger, of course, denied it.
Come on! These charges are outrageous and false and untrue, these kinds of things. Just like the other charges. These allegations that are as phony as a knackers, allegedly.
I wonder if Maria has a frying pan.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
There is a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
An OnStar conversation, May 22nd, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Natalie.
Yes, I need an ambulance. I have my two children in the car and my sister.
Okay, I have you on Highway 20.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm contacting emergency services.
Thank you.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please.
Hi, this is Natalie with OnStar, calling to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment.
What happened?
I can conference them in. They did request an ambulance. I believe there are injuries and there are small children involved.
Ma'am, tell me what's going on.
My nephew has a big gash. His head is bleeding.
Okay, we'll send someone out.
Do you want me to remain on the line?
Yes, ma'am, please.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, the police are there. Yes.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. You can listen online anytime, anywhere. Just go to themike921.com. Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew for exemplary effort tonight. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, engineer. David Fizikas handles the calls coming in. Also our Across America crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Elgin, Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody for a good job again tonight. And to Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Back to Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, who is calling in from somewhere. Now, we were talking about Bolton.
Bolton, and as an exemplar of the evil that the Bushes have always clung to, but historically, and I'm talking about the whole family now, you know the 6 degrees of separation theory?
Yes.
How we're all connected by a maximum of six stages of acquaintance to anybody else in the world?
In some instances, not even that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but a lot of, most of the time it's not, you don't have to go to six, but it's funny, the Bush family, the people you can link them up to. There's 1 degree of separation between the Bush family and Adolf Hitler.
Right.
They can be linked via brothers John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles, who were establishment lawyers, Eastern establishment lawyers, who assisted W's grandpa, Prescott Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, in their financial dealings with Nazi capital, like the Thiessen money that that bankrolled Hitler, was one of the earliest and most profligate or generous financial backers of Hitler in the early days. And the fruit that that we reaped from that was the Nazis that the CIA paperclipped stateside after World War II.
Right.
And we all know about the Bush family and the CIA being there right from the start. If you read American Dynasty, it's all there in black and white and well sourced. There's one degree of separation between the Bush family and Osama bin Laden. They're connected via James Bass and the Saudi royal family, who are great friends of the Bushes.
Right.
And they're also connected via the notoriously corrupt Bank of BCCI, the Bank of Credit and Commerce, something international.
International, right.
And as well as the Bin Laden clan itself that they're connected to through that. And, you know, Salem Bin Laden invested in Arbusto, W's failed petro startup company, via Bass.
Right.
And the Bin Laden family were major investors in the Carlyle Group, as well as the Texas Teachers Fund, which was created by W when he was governor. And to the point where Carlucci, you know, Frank Carlucci.
Frank Carlucci with the Carlyle Group,
yeah,
right.
Bush and James Baker, Bush Sr. now, and James Baker paid together three visits at least to the Bin Laden family compound in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So shadowy doesn't even begin to describe the
oh, it's awful. Jerky, it's awful. And the information's out there. Anybody can get it.
But it's not hammered on. And I'll quickly go through two more.
Quick.
There's one degree of separation between the Bush family and Lee Harvey Oswald. The connection is made through Bush family friend George DeMoren's child, a Polish emigre who was an oil man, an employee of Prescott Bush, who was a personal friend of Lee Harvey Oswald and was instrumental in getting him to move to Dallas from New Orleans. He got him a job at the Book Depository Building. This is not conspiracy theory fact. This all came out in the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations in 77.
Right.
And when DeMoren's child was set to give testimony at the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations in 1977, he died in his garage, and they found on him an address book in which was contained the entry Bush George H.W. Poppy, 1412 West Ohio in Zapata Petroleum Midland, and he was known to be a family friend of the Bushes. And finally, one degree of separation between the Bush family and John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to kill President Reagan, of course, Bush the Elder was vice president, and that would have made him president. John Hinckley Sr., father of John Hinckley Jr., was a fellow Texas oil man of Bush's, and he was a contributor to Bush's campaign because he was running for president before Reagan chose him to be vice president. That was when he called Reaganomics voodoo economics. And also, this one more of your listeners know, I'm sure. Hinckley Sr. gave tons of money to Bush for his bid to become the Republican presidential nominee for 80. And also John's brother Scott, John Hinckley's brother, the junior's brother Scott, was supposed to have supper with Neil Bush the day after John's unsuccessful assassination attempt. And, of course, the only people who take notice of this is us grassy knollers. You could add more: Manuel Noriega, various officials, Richard Nixon, Orlando Bosch. You can go on and on and on. The fact is, these people, you know, like finds like, you know, and evil likes evil.
And, you know, I still have people get their panties in a wad when I refer to this as the Bush crime family. and they just don't get it.
Mildest thing you could say about them.
I know. This is an execution squad. These people thrive on the stench and the taste of death and murder. That's what they are. That's what they've always been. That's what they always will be. And they're running this country. Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. I just hope we wake up sometime soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jerky.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening, wherever you are. Appreciate it. One degree of separation. Doesn't it ever tweak Judy Woodruff's curiosity or the former U-boat commander, Wolf Blitzer, or Brian Williams, or doesn't it tweak anybody's curiosity? Where it concerns all the, what Jerky just laid out, all the connections, huh? And we all just kind of stumble along. Oh, well, you know, he's the president, I love him. Well, he's the president, I hate him. Well, he's the president, I love him. Well, he's the president, I hate him. Well, all this truth and these facts are just laying right there, not even hidden. Right? It's like the Scarlet Letter. It's just right there. Is it the Scarlet Letter? Yeah. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating. Even you right-wing lurkers, one of these days you're going to get the courage to call a program. I'm just going to give you a good case of red ass. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with a bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn.